Te Waimate Mission House. Mission and Bishan. Te Waimate Mission was established in 1832 by the Church Missionary Society, CMS. It was the first missionary settlement inland from the Bay of Islands and the last of three mission houses in the area and with agreement of local Ngāpuhi. The mission village was made up of three wooden houses for missionary families, a flour mill, printery, carpenter's shop, brickworks, blacksmith, school, and a church. There was also a hospital, housing for the workers, and a Māori kāinga. By setting up Te Waimate Mission, Samuel Marsden hoped Māori would learn European farming techniques and religion while producing goods to feed their community and for sale through the stone store at Kirikiri. For Hongihika, having a mission station under his influence gave Ngāpuhi access to more resources such as schools, trades, training, markets, and international opportunities. The focus of Te Waimate was farming, but it also briefly served as the home of the Anglican Church and St. John's College Bishop. The educational history of the property stretches from farming and trades training to Latin theology, maths, and te reo Māori. A growing gap in the relationship between the mission and Māori communities led to a decline in the agricultural and educational goals of the mission. The farm was reliant on Māori working on the property, but after learning their trades, they took the skills back to their own communities. The missionaries then struggled to keep it generating enough food to support the entire community. The death of a student led to the removal of many Māori students from the school, a change that was led by the influential Honihike. Wider issues about the treaty, land loss and taxation sparked local issues around the mission and the Bay of Islands. Furthermore, military occupation of Te Waimate was seen as the church taking a side in the land wars, even though the occupation was forced on them. Tension was heightened by a raid on the missions to steal flour from the mill, along with two cannons that were used at the battle at Ohiawai. All of these factors led to the mission being gradually run down. Agricultural impact. Although the farm was not as successful as Marsden had hoped, the agricultural story of Te Waimate is an important one. The mission was established within an existing landscape of food and farming. For hundreds of years before Te Waimate Mission, Māori were successfully growing food in their surrounding environment. Māori had generational knowledge of growing in Aotearoa, whereas with the mission it was often about having knowledge of the plant, but less knowledge of the environment. Māori added crops like potatoes and new varieties of kumara into traditional guarding systems. They were supplying food to ships coming into the Bay of Islands, and that growth in activity and opportunity helped the expansion of Ngāpuhi. The mission farm was an access point for the crops and technologies arriving from Europe that developed their own work. The contribution of Te Waimate Farm is not about being the first English farm, but about the lasting impacts of experimenting with importing an entire food landscape from the Northern Hemisphere. It contributed to New Zealand's current food and farming practices by being one of the places to trial growing a bit of everything. Some of those imports and the results of a lot of trial and error have become part of our current agricultural industry. Te Tiriti. Te Waimate Mission in the Bay of Islands has a direct connection to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. It was the site where six Ngāpuhi rangatira signed the Waitangi Sheet, written in Māori, on 9th and 10th of February 1840. It is believed the strong relationships formed with missionaries may have influenced rangatira in accepting and signing the treaty. Te Waimate also hosted negotiations between the government, churches, and Māori in an attempt to avoid war after Honihike's attacks on the flagpole at Kororareka, July 1844. Its location within the northern landscape also led to Te Waimate becoming a fortified British settlement in 1845, serving as a base for various regiments from July through to September that year. What early industry is the area you live in known for? Are there any sites of historical industry near you, for example, whaling, timber milling, farming, mining, or brickmaking?